So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a brisa that discusses the case of Mecheres v'Kesebes, an almana that sells her deceased husband's properties to collect mezainis support. The Gemara now describes Ketzed Mecheres, the process of selling. Amrav Huna, Mecheres achas l'shneim asur chaydish. She may sell at one time assets in the amount of support for 12 months. Rav Yehuda Amar, Mecheres l'shish chadashim. She only sells assets in the amount of support for 6 months. However, both agree, v'lekech miparnes achas l'shlishim yayim. The buyer pays her monthly, because as Rashi explains, im tinase yachzer es hashar liyershim. If she remarries, in which she no longer receives mezainis, the buyer will continue to pay the yershim. The Rishonim explained that this is also the reason we do not allow her to sell in greater amounts than 6 or 12 months, because she might remarry during this time. However, we do not require it to sell in smaller amounts because it's too much tircha. Small parcels of land are of lesser value. The Gemara proceeds to pose an interesting question. Mecheres l'mezainis, mahu shetachzer v'titchav l'ksuba. After selling the properties for mezainis, there were no properties left to collect her ksuba. Can she extract the first properties from the buyers in order to collect her ksuba? The Gemara concludes, shayara in, loy shayara loy. She cannot. She can only collect her ksuba if there are properties left in the possession of the Yisayimim because achrayis dinavshach milu kabilas. Since she was the seller, it was understood that she will not confiscate it later. Zok the Mishnah, almana beimina erisin beimina nisuin mecheres shlei bevesin. A widow who was narusa, who claims her ksuba from her husband's assets, or a widow who was a nisua, who also claims mezainis from her husband's assets, the Tanakhama says that she may sell the assets without Bezin's approval for both ksuba and mezainis. Although generally Maitzi Shtar Chayv Goyve Bevazdin, one who collects a debt, can only collect through Bezdin, however the Chachamim initiated that a wife sells Shlei Bevazdin. As the Gemara explains, Min HaNisuin Mishum Mezaini. A Nisua collects support, Shlei Bevazdin, as Rashi explains, because she E.F. Shalot Lias Yesheves U'Mesana. She cannot be left hungry until Bezin approves her claim. Min HaErison Amar Ula Mishum China. Ula says that Arusa collects her ksuba, Shlei Bevazdin, so that the women should find marriage favorable without the concern of having to collect their ksuba in Bezin. Rabbi Yechlin Amar, She'ein Odom Reitzah Shetispazi Isht Bevezin. A person objects to his wife's humiliation in appearing in Bezin to collect her ksuba. The Gemara says that there is a distinction between these reasons in the case of a gerusha, a divorcee that claims her ksuba. According to the reason of Mishum China, Grusha Nami Boichen. A grusha also collects Shlei Bevazdin because a divorcee must also find marriage favorable. However, according to the reason of Lafisha Ein Odom Reitzah Shetispazi Isht Bevazdin, Grusha Leich Beslei. A grusha collects only Bevazdin because a person is not concerned for his divorcee's humiliation. The Mishnah continues with the opinion of Reb Shimon who disagrees. Shimon Oimer, Min HaNisuin Mecheres Shlei Bevazdin, Min HaErisin Loitimker El Bevazdin, Min Pnei She'en LeMezainis. Shimon holds, only a nesua may sell Shlei Bevazdin to claim mezainis, but an arusa cannot sell Shlei Bevazdin for a ksuba, since she does not receive mezainis. Because v'chol she'en lemezainis leitimka el bevazdin. We only sell Shlei Bevazdin for mezainis, but we do not sell Shlei Bevazdin for ksuba. Rashi explains, Reb Shimon less lechina. Reb Shimon holds that the Chacham did not consider china to be a strong enough reason to permit collection Shlei Bevazdin. Zok the Mishnah, if a widow collected her ksuba by selling property for a complete or partial ksuba, or she mortgaged her ksuba or gave her ksuba to someone else completely or partially, she cannot sell other properties for the remaining ksuba. The Chacham disagree with the Tanakhama and say that she can sell parts of her ksuba 4 to 5 times and still sell Shlei Bevazdin for mezainis. In explanation of the Mishnah, the Gemara cites a braisa with a machlekes regarding the halacha that an almana who received her ksuba no longer receives mezainis. Tanya, machr ksubasa, ma'ashkin ksubasa, asa ksubasa poetik la'achar, ein la mezainis, divrei meir. Reb Meir holds that only if she collected the entire ksuba does she lose the mezainis. B'Shemenaimer, Afa Pish Le Machra, B'Le Mashkenek Subasa El Machtzisa of the Mezainasal. B'Shemen holds that even if she collected only part of the Ksuba, she loses the Mezainas. Therefore, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says, Loi Timkras Hashar El Bevazin, because he holds, like Rav Shimon, that even if she collected only part of the Ksuba, she loses the Mezainas. And the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, also holds the Rav Shimon of the previous Mishnah, that V'chol She'en L'Mezainas, Le'i Timker El Bevezdin. We only sell She'lei Bevezdin for Mezainas, but we do not sell She'lei Bevezdin for Ksuba. However, Chacham of the Mishnah say, Mecheres Ya'afila Abba V'chamish Apamim, U'mecheres L'Mezainas She'lei Bevezdin. They hold like Rav Meir that if she collected only part of the Ksuba, she does not lose the Mezainas. Therefore, she can certainly sell She'lei Bevezdin for Mezainas. The Mishnah concludes, V'grusha le'intimkra el bevezdin. The divorcee that is disqualified from Mezainas only sells bevezdin for haksuba. As the Gemara explained earlier, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the reason of the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, that almonim and the erusin can sell shaloi bevezdin for haksuba, is because eino demoritzit shetisbaza isht bevezdin. This reason does not apply to a grusha. Therefore, they can agree to this halacha of ugrusha le'intimkra el bevezdin. However, according to Ula, who said that the reason of the Tanakhama, the previous Mishnah, that Amonim and the Erisin can sell Shalei Bevezdin for her Ksuba is Mishum China, this reason applies to a Grusha as well. Therefore, this halacha of a Grusha Leitimka El Bevezdin can only be Rav Shimon's opinion that we only sell Shalei Bevezdin for Mezainas, but we do not sell Shalei Bevezdin for Ksuba, and a Grusha does not receive Mezainas.